بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters listening at home, or the receiver, when a child is born, then it cries. In Arabic, we call this istihlal. When a child is born, it cries. This is a sign that this child is alive. If the child is not crying, you find the doctors, the nurses, who start patting it on the back. They will shake the child so that some cry comes out that denotes that the child is alive. The moment the child cries, the mother, you will find, she is overwhelmed by her love and her mercy. And she cuddles the child. She embraces her child. The blood in her bosom, in her chest, in her breast, then turns to milk, and she immediately begins to feed her baby. Similarly, respected brothers and elders, when the month of Ramadan comes, and we are in a deeni environment, we're in the masjid of Allah, the women folk on their musallas at home, we recite Quran, we engage in Taraweeh Salah, we listen to bayans, we make the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of the Quran, we are fasting. Something happens within us. And then we start making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Each person on his own, something within him prompts him to now make that sincere tawbah to Allah. And he begins to cry. The fact that he cries is a sign that his heart is not dead, he's alive. Like the little child, when he cries, it is a sign that the child is alive. Like that, this person who is crying out of the fear of Allah is making tawbah, is showing the remorse, regret and nadamat of having committed so many sins in his life. In the flashes of all those gunas he did, and he regrets committing those sins, and he has refrain from those sins now. Within him is making that firm intention that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to go back to those sins. Ya Allah, you forgive me. I've made a sin. I've committed a vice and evil. Ya Allah, I've displeased you. So he begins to cry. The fact that he is crying shows that he's got some life in his heart. His heart has not become completely dead. And when this happens, like how the mother's mercy envelops the child, she began to feed the child, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends now. Allah embraces this person who is a ta'ib. A ta'ibu habibullah. The person who repents becomes the habib of Allah, the beloved of Allah. And Allah sends His special mercy upon this bandha. And this is what we are expected to experience in the month of Ramadan. Beloved brothers and elders, if you ponder and reflect, we are believers with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us iman. لولا الله ما اهتدينا ولا تصدقنا ولا صلينا. The sahaba, when we were digging the trench, then they said, had it not been for Allah, we would not have got hidayat. In the akhirah, the jannatis will say, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلِيْنَا وَوَقَنَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Allah bestowed favors upon us by giving us iman, hidayat. Otherwise, we would have been burning in Jahannam. Allah protected from the heat of Jahannam. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah. Allah has given us iman. For this, we have to make a lot of shukr. Nonetheless, we are in this world. We are living in this world. Allah created us. Allah put us into this dunya. And Allah Himself says, "Mata'u dunya qadeel." The enjoyment of this world is short. It's short-lived. Akhirat, that's our focus, that's our goal, that's our destination. That is abqa, it is khair and abqa. It is better, and it is everlasting. Dunya is short-lived. It is faniya, it's going to come to an end. Outwardly, hadith of Rasulullah says, inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Dunya is so sweet and juicy, attractive, lush. We look at the things of this world, immediately we become attracted. The huge skyscrapers, the beautiful cars, and the mansions, and all the different things in this world. They are very appealing, attractive to us. But all this thing comes to an end. The Jannah that Allah has prepared is far, far, far more beautiful than the little things, the mundane things of this world. So we have to understand that this dunya is fani, yeah? Akhirat is everlasting. Then why has Allah placed us in this world? To test us. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Allah is going to test us to see who is genuine, who is loyal, sincere to His Khaliq, who is obeying Allah, who has got the oneness of Allah in his heart, who has got Tawheed, who is rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is turning away from Allah, who is coming closer to Allah, who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has realized that the dunya is going to come to an end. Yes, we will make use of all the necessities of this dunya to whatever we require. But we never become so absorbed in just the necessities of the dunya and we forget our hereafter, the real focus, the real goal which Allah has prepared for us and created, and Allah has kept this goal, and this is our focus, this is our journey towards Jannah, towards the Akhirat. So what happens in the dunya? When we become accustomed to the dunya, instead of just being like a gharib or abiru sabil, like a traveler, a passerby, or a person who's just visiting and is going away, when we become too accustomed to this world, then we somehow begin to have ghaflat within us. And we begin to forget our focus, our destination. We become negligent. We start to forget. We become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's commandments, our duties and responsibilities towards Allah, our real focus of achieving and striving for the hereafter. Ghaflat sets in. And ghaflat is very, very, very dangerous. It is disastrous. Abu Ustad Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Damal Barakatum gives us a beautiful example, and we have mentioned so many times before, and month of Ramadan, our mothers will understand it well. Like when we go for iftar, then we want that hot, hot samosas. So the mother has got that oil in that frying pan or that pot, and she's going to fry some samosas. So the oil is nice and hot. And just as she's making the samosas, frying the samosas, suddenly there's a phone call and somebody comes to see her. And she's busy in that conversation. And for those few minutes, she completely forgets about that samosa, that oil that was boiling there. And little child in the house, very curious, goes to see his nice smell coming there. And sees the pot and the handle that is sticking out of the pot or the container. And tries to peep over and see what's there. The entire pot comes over the child with boiling hot oil. What happens? The child is screaming now, shrieking out of pain. The mother runs to see the child is burnt. All because of the few minutes of ghaflat. To make it even more easier for us menfolk, as we are driving and most of the time on the cell phone. So watch the person in front of you. When he is driving and he's got the cell phone in his hand, he is never driving straight. His mind is not focused on the road. He's either shouting somebody or speaking to some person, and he's so engrossed in that conversation, he forgets to indicate, he doesn't stop properly, he's continuing, he's not even driving straight. See a person with a cell phone standing and talking. He's not stationary, he's walking up and down, he's got actions. His mind is on the conversation. He forgets his surroundings, where he is. This is ghaflat. So we become completely oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person in the air traffic control in the airports, you know how important is his job and how vigilant he has to be. A few seconds if he dozes off, there'll be planes that will be crashing there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become mindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat and not oblivious of Allah, not negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person lives a life of ghaflat, then he is going to sin. And when a person commits a sin, the hadith of Rasulullah says that a black spot appears on his heart. Now, you and I cannot see this black spot appearing on the heart. This is iman of the ghayb. This is the words of Rasulullah which we have to believe in. Black spot is because of the sin that he has committed. So this black spot appears in his heart. If the person continues, he makes what we call israr. He persists in sin. This black dot becomes larger and larger and larger. And the more and more sins he commits, the more the spot comes into his heart, until the entire heart is engulfed. It becomes dark, it becomes blackened. Various things happen then. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi in his Adda'u wa Dawa has mentioned various types of hearts, spiritual hearts the person has. The more he moves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more closer he moves towards shaitan and evil and vice and filth, various things happen to his heart to such an extent that one of the explanation he has given, the heart becomes disfigured. We're talking about the spiritual heart. It takes the form of a swine or an ape, depending on the sin he is committing. Person is living a life full of zina all the time. Zina, zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, of the limbs, the private parts, zina, zina, zina. The entire heart now becomes corroded. Person has greed in his heart. All the time, dunya, 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 dunya. He will cheat, he will deceive the people, he will not give people their share, their inheritance, he will steal containers, he'll do all haram things, he will let down people of their trust. It doesn't bother him. So greed comes in his heart. His heart has become infested. Allah forgive us, we all have spiritual maladies in our heart. There are those spots in our heart. So we have to rid and purify our hearts of those black spots, which Allah terms in the Quran is kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. The word rain means rust, filth. So we have to make tawbah. And that's what I'm mentioning from before Ramadan, this morning also. The very first thing in Ramadan, tawbah, 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 sincere tawbah. Cry those tears, shed those tears. If you can't shed those tears, never mind. As a Thani Ramatullahi, you see that cry, itna ro, cry so much, that dil se ek awaz nikle, that the sound comes out from your heart, bas, now your tawbah is forgiven. Now your tawbah is accepted. If you can't cry, then at home, in solitude, sit. But show genuine nadamat. Believe me, this month of Ramadan is such a beautiful training period of 30 days. As a Thani Ramatullahi mentions this, he says, each day is like one rung of the ladder, one step. Today we are on the first step, alhamdulillah. And the days will move so swiftly, so quick. Don't get happy about it, just not be eat. Mu'min must enjoy every moment. Person stands at the bottom of the mountain and he must climb the mountain, looks at the top, oh, very difficult. It's very hard, no. Take each day as it goes, but enjoy each day. Enjoy your ibadah, enjoy coming to the masjid, enjoy opening the Quran, enjoy listening to some bayan, enjoy staying away from sins, enjoy not living a life of ghaflat, enjoy a life of dhikr and become a zakir. Ulama mentioned, see this nafs, the soul, it needs nourishment. Like how the body needs nourishment, the soul also needs nourishment. So the soul does not know what type of nourishment it is going to get. It will enjoy any type of nourishment. So instead of feeding the soul with haram, with looking at haram, men, women, doing something haram, stealing, cheating, lying, deceiving, fighting, quarreling, showing anger, resentment over petty things, and we are hurting our the people around us, our workers, we're not being kind to them, we're being harsh, we're being cruel. So we are feeding this soul with nourishment which is not good. The soul will eat it. It will be nourished. So say, change the nourishment. Change the khoraak, the provisions, to good. Feed it with ibadat. Feed it with salat. Feed it with dhikr. Feed it with all good things. And then we will see, because the nafs will get maza of the food that it's going to get. If we channel the right type of food, then it will enjoy that type of food. But if we continue giving it that evil that we are committing, it will become so accustomed to that all the time it will desire that. Then it won't enjoy that good food. So change the food, change the diet. 1-2 days initial, it is difficult. It is difficult. That is what you call mujahada. Mujahada means we're going to suppress our nafs, our egos. And that is a big, 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 big struggle. Person goes to the gym. We have many youngsters, they like to pump iron. The first day you go to the gym, nobody carries a 25 kg dumbbell. Maybe 2.5. And a few reps you do and you feel so good. I did so many reps with you. And then after some time he continues. He's already flexing his muscles. 2.5 kgs. And then the trainer will tell him now more. 3 kgs, 5 kgs, eventually 10 kgs, maybe 20 kgs. And now he is feeling stronger. Initial was difficult. So when a person is making mujahada, he's going to go against the dictates of his nafs. His nafs will pull him towards haram. Okay, just watch one program tonight on the TV, and then from tomorrow you can say no. Now he has to say to himself, no. That woman is inviting him towards haram, or he's inviting her towards haram. There's an illicit relationship. Allah forgive us. She sends a message with all those pictures and hearts. He has to say la to it. He has to delete it from his phone completely for the sake of Allah. Until the person does not do that, he is not applying mujahada. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, Islah bila mashakkat is impossible. You can never reform yourself if you're not going to go through the struggle. This pain is in the beginning, initial, until you become used to doing ibadat and tilawat of the Quran. In Ramadan, first time, after long we open the Quran, first page, difficult. We get tired, we want to close the Quran, we engage in something else. But if you continue, believe me, by the end of Ramadan, you're so used to reciting Quran, you'll wait to finish one more khatam. In fact, you might compete with others. You compete with your wife and you try to read more and more. Your hands never made tasbih, your fingers. Now, after a month of Ramadan, you find yourself immediately after Amaz, you're reading your 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Because you have become used to it, it was a training period, 30 days, you climb this ladder, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you will gain the taqwa. The word taqwa comes from the word wiqaya in Arabic. Wiqaya means a shield. You're protecting yourself. You protect yourself from the enemy. The enemy is shooting arrows towards you. So you're going to use a shield to protect yourself. This is what we're doing. Taqwa means you're protecting yourself from all type of sins. As much as the temptation, no matter how strong it may be. But let us see in the month of Ramadan, which one of us who's got iman, the entire day you fasted. And just 1 minute before iftar, you've got that glass of juice there. And you feel, okay, let me just take one sip. Or somebody says, just take one sip. You say, no, never. I cannot do it. It's not right. I break my fast. I kept roza the entire day. Or even if you're all alone and nobody's watching you, what is it that stops you from doing it? That is taqwa. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is watching. And this is what we need to inculcate within ourselves. What is tasawuf? Tasawuf, the sum total of tasawuf, but Allah ko razi karna hai, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you please Allah? By doing those things that Allah has commanded you to do, and refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited. This is taqwa. You see, jahannam mein, dozakh mein, jannat ka maza, impossible. A person who is in jahannam, Allah save us, Allah protect us. In jahannam, can you get enjoyment of jannatis? Impossible. You're burning the fire. There's pus and blood and you're shrieking and you're screaming for help. There's bitter thorns, thorny trees you're eating. And your flesh is being burned. Water is being poured over you. Hot boiling water. Melting your brains, melting your entire body. You can never be enjoying some pleasures of Jannat.
like that in sin. It's impossible you gaining some pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times you want both. You want to make Allah Allah also. We keep our rozas, we fast in the month of Ramadan, we make some ibadah, but at the same time, we are not stopping casting a lustful glance at a woman. Or a woman is not stopping casting a lustful glance at a man. We're not stopping our conversations, illicit relationships on the cell phone or social media and all what you have, this Facebook and whatever nonsense people have gone into. And it has sucked us completely into that haram and filth. And the person actually then begins to post such haram pictures. And the izzat of so many women are gone. And so many youngsters is gone. We don't even realize until when the bomb then explodes, and then we are pareshan. Then we run for one to one monana to another, for one ta'weez to some wazifa. Some wazifa is going to help. This is taqwa. Allah protect us. Allah don't make us slip. We are human beings. We make blunders. We make errors. That is why tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. And the moment you take, my favorite words, take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. Make that initial effort. Exert yourself. And then you will find that the muhabbat of Allah will become dominant in you. Now you will give preference to the love of Allah. It is the love of Allah. The azan is called. You are hastening towards masjid. It is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is enabling you to read not only your fard, your sunnat, your nafil also. Imagine asr tarawih. Everybody is tired. You still reading another two nafil. Then you still sitting for a bayan. After fajr, you woke up early for sehri, you read tahajjud. After fajr, you're still sitting for a program. You engage in tilawah, dhikr. Now you'll give preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the love of everything else. It's a cold winter's night. And the mother has got a little baby, newborn baby next to her. And especially in those villages in India, they don't have the facilities we have. It's cold. And the baby is crying, the mother realizes, and she feels the child is all wet. Now in the cold, 1 o'clock in the morning, she has to pick up her child and go all out there, clean the child, change the child, clean the bedding, and then come back to sleep. But the mother does that. The love for her child is dominant. She will give preference to it. She will clean her child. She will bear all the pain and she'll make that effort, that mashaqqat she'll endure. And what happens? Now she shows that care to her child. In a similar way, when we make this mashaqqat, we refrain from all sins. Oh, my Allah is going to become naraz. So I will say la to it, this la. Be able to see the la. Have the guts to see the la. Pluck up the courage to say la, I will not do that haram. That interest transaction, it is there. Things are bad. Oh, there's a container. It's a back door. Goods. Everybody is doing it. Let me do it. Haram. No, do not do it. Say la to it. Allah is watching. Everything is in His control. You are there. It's after Taraweeh and you feel, okay, now, Seri is still enough time. Let me just take a few drugs or take some substance and let me just, you know, cool off a bit. My respected brother, my youngster, say la to it. Say la to it. Inshallah, if you do this in 30 days, hopefully, by the end of Ramadan, you have kicked all those filthy habits. You have turned over a new leaf, a new life, a life of dhikr in your heart, not a life of ghaflat, a life in which you're gaining the pleasure of Allah. Somebody may ask, how long must we have taqwa in our lives? How long must we make ibadat, namaz, dhikr, and all this? Does any fish ask how long I must live in the water? A true believer never looks at that. It's not a burden to him. It's not something difficult for him. He made the initial mujahada. Now Allah pulls him towards Allah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. The word yajtabi, Allah draws the person. Allah chooses him. Allah selects him. Allah pulls him towards Allah. And Allah opens the doors of hidayat for him. Allah creates such avenues of being good. Mind-boggling it is. You never give sadaqah before in khairat. Suddenly you started changing your life and you started becoming more namazi and you started reading Quran, etc. You change your life, you made tawbah, istighfar. Now Allah gives you tawfiq of digging a borehole for some poor person, some poor village. Allah gives you tawfiq of helping the poor. Allah gives you tawfiq of doing so many things. Why? A good deed pulls another good deed. Allah gave you the tawfiq. And this is what we need to bring into our life. Take out that ghaflat. Some ulama explain, you know, the signs of ghaflat. Just to know if we are ghafil or not. Where the person doesn't have any ishtiyaq, any longing, any yearning towards Allah and Jannat. Allah forgive us. How often you find people in all circles, we're sitting there, it's time for salah, there was some function, or we had some dawat. It's time for salat. So some people will wake up and go. We'll find others are not bothered. Azan is called out. It means absolutely nothing to them. In fact, you might say, you'll go, you're caring. There's no shock. My Allah is calling me. Let me go. Let me hasten towards the masjid. So that's one sign that the person's heart is full of ghaflat. He's got no shock, no yearning towards the love of Allah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Jannat. Then the other one, Adamul Khawf. He's got no khawf whatsoever. So he does as he wishes. His entire living, from the time he wakes up in the morning until he sleeps at night, he's got complete azadi, freedom. He's become a slave of his passions, his egos, not of Quran and Sunnah, not of Hadith, not of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not obeying the command of Allah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. He's not following Sirat al-Mustaqim. There is no Allah in his life. His life is void of Allah. His void is life of the love of Allah. Shu'ur of the marifat of Allah. The greatness of Allah. He doesn't have any khawf. He doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person doesn't fear the authority. He does what he wants. Doesn't care. Person doesn't have fear for his elders, for his parents. That child is obstinate, stubborn, does what he wants. And then he does not have the shu'ur, the realization. This is the third sign. That I have to stand before my Allah, the day of Qiyamah, all alone. And I have to account for my sins. My Allah will ask me, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ. Every one of you, Allah will talk to him on the day of Qiyamah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. There will be no interpreter, nobody to assist you, to try and twist things and help you to win your case before Allah. You're all alone. You can never deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looked to his right, whatever good deeds he did. Whatever, he looks to the left, whatever bad deeds he did. Look in front of him, he sees Jahannam. Allah protect us. So when a person does not have ghaflat, he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his love. Sukoon will come in his heart. Sukoon. You will feel that sukoon. May Allah give me, may Allah give all of us that sukoon. At this very moment in the masjid, don't we feel some sukoon? Those who are more closer to Allah will feel more sukoon. Those who have Allah all the time in their lives, wherever they may be, flying the aeroplane, in the sea, on land, wherever, they are getting sukoon. And then it goes, it progresses and progresses and progresses. Your heart actually develops nur, light. Nur comes into your heart. Because of the different ibadah that you're making, and actually it is from taqwa. Taqwa now gives you that nur in your heart. Such nur that Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to say, لو طهرت قلوبنا لما شبعت من كلام الله. That if only our hearts had that nur, if our hearts were pure and there was no spiritual melodies, it was spark, saf, you made zikr of Allah, you made sincere tawbah, you made mukhalafat of your hawa, your nafs, your desires. Ulama say, peace, 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 kar. You must grind your khaisha, your desires, your evil desires. Our mothers would understand an example in the kitchen. How they grind that wheat or whatever it is. They make into small fragments like that, the khaisha, the evil desires we have. We actually grind it until it becomes annihilated. This is called fana'iyat. You annihilate your egos, your passions. And what happens? Now taqwa comes out and the noor of taqwa will come out. Noor of taqwa paida hota. So he says, when our hearts are pure, we will never become satiated with reciting Quran. And we just read and read and read and read. That is why Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, the night when he was assassinated, His wife had mentioned, he read the entire Quran in one rakat. Entire Quran in one rakat. Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi, Jami Masjid of Delhi. Our Mashayikh Hazrat Rahmatullahi Sidi Mahakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi Sidi, Kay Ganto ki Ibadat Hazrat Nekiata. He made hours of Ibadat. You know the Ibadat of the Salaf al-Salih, what type of Ibadat? He made so much of zikr and tilawat of the Quran and nafil. Then Allah gave him such noor in his heart that the noor actually started coming out of his eyes. So when he terminated and he just stepped out of the Jami Masjid, it so happened a dog was going past, a dog. And his gaze fell on the dog. The effect of that noor that came out of his eyes and fell on that dog, that dog became the leader of all the other dogs then. All the other dogs following. Hazrat Mashayikh say, Hazrat Thani Naman say, kaash ke kisi aadmi par wo nazar girta. There was a man being passed and that nazar fell on that person and he would have got noor. He would have become a wali of Allah. So noor comes, don't look for that noor, Allah will give it to us. That noor will help us to refrain from sins. When that sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me permission, ijazat to make zina. I can't control myself. Just give me ijazat to make zina. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you've got a mother, yes. You like other men make zina with her? Oh, no, never. You've got a wife, you like people, other men to make zina with her? No, no. You've got a daughter, yes. You like somebody to make zina with her? No. Then Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for his mubarak hand. Because this is the barakat of the hand of Rasul. Allahumma tahir qalba. Wa ghafir dhanba. Wa hassin farda. Allah forgive his sins. Allah purify his heart. Allah make him chaste. C-H-A-S-T-E. We have to spell it out. Not chaste by some woman. He must be chaste and pure. Those who have this tendency of towards haram pleasures like zina, then read this. Allahumma hassin the sword. Allahumma hassin farji. Allah protect my limbs, my private parts. So I don't commit zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this noor, respected brothers and elders. So again, month of Ramadan, there are so many things I would like to share with you. The important thing is tazkiyah of the heart, and this is the training period. Believe me, what the huffaz do in the month of Ramadan, it carries them right throughout the year. The amount of dua, tilawat and all. The Quran becomes solid. So we do some good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Start establishing your nafil. You know, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is no action most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fara'id that we do. The fard namaz that we perform, that is most beloved to Allah. Whatever is fard, roza we keeping in the month of Ramadan, it is fard. Allah loves that the most. There's nothing more greater than that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then, when my banda, after doing the faraid, he does nafil. Like Monday, Thursday, person fast, or any other day. Or you give sadaqah. You know, taking zakat is for the sadaqah that we gave. We read nafil salat. So all this now brings the person closer to Allah. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلِيَ عَبْدِي مِن نَوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. When the person reads nafil, then Allah Ta'ala begins to love you. Now the important part. Allah says, Rasulullah said, Allah says, when Allah loves you, then Allah says, I become your eyes through which you see. I become your ears through which you hear. I become your hands and your feet to which you touch and you walk. Ulama explain, what does it mean? Allah is free from all shapes and forms and a body. Allah becoming your eyes, ears, and your hands and feet means Allah will make you do only that which is good. And Allah will lead you to good action. Allah will protect you from evil. You're writing examination. And the examiner himself comes. And he holds your hand and he writes the answers. You think you write wrong answers? You write all the correct answers. Allah holds you by your hand. Allah loves us. To gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say, qira'atul Quran. Of course, with tadabbur. If you understood the meaning of Allah, it is absolutely amazing. Too beautiful. It's so hard to explain every verse and every ayat. It's so beautiful. You get a shudder suddenly when some verses are recited. You know, sometimes you are going to Jannah. Sometimes you sing scenes of Jahannam. Sometimes the Qudrat of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the power of Allah. It takes you through this entire journey. A and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't understand at least qiraat of the Quran, that much also we do, which we're doing, it brings the love of Allah in our heart. Then zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then nafil. Then ulama say that completely submit yourself to Allah. Al-inqita'u ila Allah. Completely you break yourself from everything. And ya Allah, I have come to your door. Faqiruka bi babik. Ya Allah, may to bikari hu. I am a beggar at your door. Knocking at your door. You open your doors for me. There's no other door I can go to. Completely you submit yourself. Then very, very important. Shun all evil. What we explained already. Whatever vice evil is tempting us, we made tawbah. Just make sure we don't go towards it. And the best way to save ourselves from that is suhbat of the salihin, of the pious. There's no doubt about that. Ulama explained in the past also. Stay in good company. You may joke, it may be some light-hearted discussion, but it won't be a conversation of ghaflat of Allah. You'll talk with your wife, your children, you'll talk with your friends, you'll talk with the good, pious people. They will make some jokes also, but it is related to akhirat. Or something yourself, and it carries on towards our real journey and destination. You won't talk lewd stuff. You won't talk filthy things. You won't talk about haram. If a person makes ghibah, immediately he realize, or somebody will say, no, we're making ghibah, we shouldn't be making ghibah. Ya toba toba, astaghfirullah, we did wrong. Don't eat the flesh of your Muslim brother. And this is the month when we should fulfill each other's rights. Ask for forgiveness. Do not become angry. Control your anger, control your gaze. As I mentioned, that we have the tawbah, tilawat, tarawih. Do these good deeds. Inshallah, we'll purify our hearts and we'll become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of us does have the istidad, the ability of being a wali of Allah. We think wali is something far-fetched. He's a big wali, buzruk. Eh? All of us can become Muslims. Allah make us his true friends. All that is required, a little bit of effort. And I'll end off with this beautiful analogy which is read in the kitabs of the month of Ramadan and how it is likened to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brothers. You know, there were 12 sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Yusuf alayhi salam was most beloved to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Most beloved. He had a natural love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other brothers were jealous, so we know the entire story. We did the tafsir also. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, special love of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Like that we have 12 months in a year. 12 months. And the most auspicious and the greatest month is the month of Ramadan. Allah's special month. This is a special month. Like how Yusuf was special to Yaqub alayhi salam. Then they say that Yusuf alayhi salam went to great sabr in his life. From the time he was a little boy, his brothers were jealous of him. They threw him in the well. They were going to kill him. And they threw him in the well. From there he was taken by those travelers and then sold in the markets of Egypt. And with the entire incident, finally he lands up in prison. And such a long period he lived in the prison. So he went to great, great pain. And he was taken away from his parents, from his family. He missed his father. He was pining for his father. Yaqub alayhi salam also making sabr. So same month of Ramadan, shahru sabr. It is a month of patience. Patience. We have to fight ourselves that mukhalafat, not to do haram. We go through tests, we have to make sabr. We have to do good deeds, we have to be perseverant. It's a month of sabr. Then we find later on when Yusuf alayhi salam became the minister of finance, or he became the king or the ruler in Egypt, and people were coming, there was drought, they needed some ration, so they would bring whatever they had, and in exchange of things, the wares that they would bring, they would get some food. So the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam did not recognize him. So years later, and when they come, they did not know this is Yusuf alayhi salam. And he keeps them, he recognizes them. So Binyamin, his younger brother, he keeps him behind, you know, the entire incident. But the point here is he gives them enough, plentiful of food and ration, and whatever wares they brought and goods in to get some food, he put that back in the saddlebag and gave them back all those things. Ulama say, 11 months. There's only deficiencies in our life, you know, ibadat, you know, tilawat, you know, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes the month of Ramadan. Allah gives us so much of spirituality. Allah gives us so much that Allah subhanahu never deprives any person, like how Yusuf alayhi salam gave them the full, whatever they brought to, that too he gave them back. So whatever little ibadat we made in the rest of the 11 months, that too Allah accepts to the barakat of Ramadan, Allah gives us so much more. And the last example they give, Yaqub alayhi salam had lost his sight, he became blind. He was crying for Yusuf alayhi salam, years went past. And the day came when Yusuf alayhi salam's shirt was brought to him and thrown over Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was able to see again. His sight was restored to him. Like that, the 11 months of ghaflat we had, comes the month of Ramadan. Then our sight is restored, our spiritual sight. Allah gives us that nur. Allah gives us guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us, makes us awake again, so that we may become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me true ishq of Allah and resources, and grant all of you, our mothers and sisters, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive all the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallam. May Allah help us. May Allah guide us. May Allah not make us disunited. May Allah help us to focus on our akhirah. We make mistakes. Don't wait for your Muslim brother and sister to falter and make that viral. This month of Ramadan, use the social media as least as possible, only what is necessary. Love one another for the sake of Allah and try and focus as the ummah of Rasulullah SAW. Help the poor, the needy, mashallah. So much of people are giving dates and giving this, so many types of different savories and food. Look for those people who are really, really deserving. There are plenty in our country and throughout the globe. Look for those places and do it, inshallah, with ikhlas, and you will see how Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.